Welcome to Nothing Ever Happens in Canada, but we know this is simply not true. This is a Canadian podcast about the myths, legends, and just good old stories Canada has to tell. I'm Canadian Girl. Thanks for stopping by today so I can let you know where we're off to next. But first, a little business stuff so we can keep going on all these awesome adventures. Have you been to the Nothing Canada souvenir shop? Starting February the 9th to the 16th, we have a sale going on. Head on over today and grab a souvenir from your favorite adventure. So far, the shop's favorite souvenir seems to be from the What the Maple Syrup collection from episode 12, season 1, and the Canadian Girl souvenirs are coming in at a close second. If there's a souvenir missing from your favorite adventure, please do let me know and I can add it to the shop today. You can find a link to the Nothing Canada souvenir shop at nothingcanada.com or in the show notes below. Another awesome souvenir shop is the Straight Up Strange one. As you all know, we are a part of the awesome Straight Up Strange network, and they just released an amazing line of Be Strange clothing featuring the one and only Bigfoot and a cool pyramid design. And there's also an awesome Hollow Squatch that you just have to see. Head on over to straightupstrange.com and check out the shop today. The link, of course, can be found in the show notes below. Also, there's some really great shows there that are all worth listening to, like this one here.
A man in Brazil dies from severe burns, maybe from a UFO. In Washington, D.C., Jack the Slasher breaks into a house and barely steals anything, but dumps molasses all over a piano and cuts up curtains and sofas. I'm Andrew Gable, and on Forgotten Darkness, I'll look through old newspapers and other sources to find those lesser-known stories of yesteryear. I look mostly at true crime and unexplained phenomena. So if either of those topics sounds like your sort of thing, check us out. You can find the podcast at forgottendarkness.podbean.com or on most podcast apps.
The best way to help support the show, and it's absolutely free, is by leaving a comment or a review on the app you're listening to. Apple iTunes, CastBox, there's also Podchaser.com, where you can find us on a really awesome playlist called Pod Nation, along with a whole crew of other amazing podcasts that include everything from video games, food, murder, history, reviews, and so much more. Here's one of those awesome shows now.
Okay, it's time to record the promo.
What?
Promo.
The what?
The promo. We should record a promo.
I don't have the body for porno.
No, a promo.
Oh, guys, we should record a promo.
Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, we're 3 hours later. I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Mike.
We started this podcast because there's too much content in the world, and finding something worth your time could be a hassle.
That's where we step in.
Every week we listen, watch, or play something for up to 3 hours, and then we come back together to talk about it and see if it's possibly worth your time.
Follow us on Twitter at @HRS_later, and our Facebook and Instagram, @HRS_later. And please give us a review on Podchaser and iTunes. And we have a Linktree link as well with everything else. linktr.ee/3hourslater.
Hey, that was a great idea, Mike.
I hate you both.
By leaving a comment or a review on these apps, it means so much to this channel, as it allows us to move around on the podcast charts so we can meet more awesome listeners like you. And finally, the last way to help this channel is by donation. Your generous donations are what keep this channel going. We are able to cover our website fees, improve our show content, and upgrade equipment when needed. Our latest donation was from Robin A., and I just wanted to say a big, huge thank you for that, Robin. It's very much appreciated. You can find our donation button At the top right of our webpage at nothingcanada.com, all you have to do is hit the PayPal button, and the rest is up to you. Or you can always find the link to our PayPal button in the show notes below.
Hi.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Jeff. And this is
Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story.
We're a new podcast. We talk about all things that are
creepy, dark,
and twisted.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so just give us a listen.
Yeah. Check us out. Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story. We talk about stuff that's
dark.
Dark stuff your grandma probably won't tell you about.
Yeah, not your normal grandma.
But my grandma will.
But her grandma will.
It's good.
So where are we off to next? And what's this about Al Capone in Canada? That's what we're going to find out. Legendary gangster Al Capone is known across the border for all sorts of crimes and other tales. But little is known about his Canadian connections. What's left are rumors that Al Capone was known to hang around in three Canadian towns, two in Ontario and one in Saskatchewan. We'll look at a possible hidden cabin in the middle of the woods in eastern Ontario and visit a hotel where a mistress of the mobster seems to have never left. And stop in Saskatchewan to find out the gangster's connection to a town nicknamed Little Chicago at the time. The funny thing, when asked by a reporter for The Star about a fellow Canadian bootlegger, Al Capone famously replied, "I don't even know what street Canada is on." Turns out, he just may know a lot more about Canada than anybody thought. Join me next week for an adventure that will require us to visit two provinces to track down the legendary gangster's Canadian connections. I'm Canadian Girl. Until next time, my friends.
This podcast is a part of Straight Up Strange Productions. Discover more shows like this one at straightupstrange.com.
You guys, who always listen to the very end, I hope the snow is melting if you have it, and spring is somewhere in the air. I'm Canadian Girl.